This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. This is Tune In with Erica, the very first one of 2025. Hey, hey! Hello. How great to get together with you today. It really is. I've missed you. I really, really have missed our chats. So it's great to see you coming into the Facebook chat room, to know you're there. I so appreciate you guys, because sometimes I could be sitting here talking to myself for all I know. So it is brilliant to get together with you today. And I have to say Happy New Year, because this is the first time we've got together. I hope it has been a happy new year. As ever, every year things seem to arrive that challenge us. I'm obviously thinking of the fires in California, but also the events in Tibet, where they've had a massive earthquake, and who knows what else is going on in the world. We only know of what is presented to us on our news. But anyway, here you are. And here I am. And if you're near California, please know that I and the rest of the world are praying for you. And I've been speaking to the dragons and the Mers and the angels and asking them to tone the wind down and tone the heat down. And hopefully, too, eventually, I'm reminded, looking at the Buddhist teaching that I have for today. I have a lovely book with a Buddhist teaching in that I try to look at every morning. And it talks about the sun rising and the moon rising, and both of them setting the flow of life. And basically the message is, this too shall pass, and it will. What it's going to leave behind, who knows? But we can only do what we can do. I was meditating on that this morning, and I was thinking, what am I going to share with you today? And my meditations, I don't meditate for a long time. I think I managed 20 minutes this morning, which is quite good for me. I always know when I've hit the 20-minute mark because my foot falls asleep. Anyway, I was meditating this morning. I did manage to get out of mindfulness and really drop deep into meditation and just feel very connected to all that is, and all that connects you, connects me, connects the cosmos, connects everything in creation. And just thinking, I cannot do anything apart from say prayers for California and Tibet and other parts of the world like Gaza or Ukraine, where there is conflict. I cannot begin to imagine what it is like to be living through that. All I can do is hold them in my heart. But what I can do is something about me and my presence every day, and set an intention to be as compassionate and loving and connected as I can be in my daily life, even when people push my buttons. And it does. You might say, well, what difference does that make against such disasters? I can't alter a disaster. I would love to have a wand and wave it and stop those winds, but I can't. But what I can do is try and be, shine a little light before me when I go out into the world today. So I did, and I was, you know, in the greengrocers buying my vegetables and trying to buy in a local shop, not a big supermarket, local business, support local people. And I was chatting away to a lady about some tomatoes that were going very cheap, and I was going to make tomato soup. And then we started swapping a recipe for a beetroot tartatam that I did at Christmas, and she told me a little joke, and the man next door in the queue laughed. And okay, it was just a small moment, little mercies. But in that moment, that little capsule of life in that place had a light on, was something positive. And we each stitch our stitch every day into the tapestry of life. And our stitch is a good one. It's a bright one. Well, maybe that's the best we can do for the day. And very much so mindful. Gratitude, gratitude, gratitude. I just have been so grateful recently for everything I have. Even if the day hasn't gone how I hoped, I'm still breathing. I have a house. My limbs still work. You know, if I've got first world problems, well, hey, this too shall pass. So I hope that's a helpful perspective for you. I'm just going to renew the Facebook chat room. I can see lovely people coming in. My computer is having a snail day. it is going as slowly as possible. I don't know if it's my internet line or whether it's my computer is getting old. They are saying they're going to retire. I'm on a PC and they're going to retire Windows 10, which basically will force everybody to buy a new computer. So there may be some of that going on. Who knows? I think I've just started a conspiracy theory all on my own there. So don't read too much in it. Just I'm doing the all comments dance, as Mark Husson said. Facebook seems to have been designed by a 10-year-old. I don't care what's relevant. I care. I want to see what you all say. So a very good morning to Laura Kasdan-Fulton. Happy New Year to my darling. Joining you in prayers indeed for California. And you would like a message because it's your birthday next Tuesday, the 14th. Well, that's an auspicious day in the world, isn't it? You were born. So happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Laura, for Tuesday. Happy birthday to you. Okay, let me just get you a card. I'm going to take the card off the top because I want to keep that one out. Because I did ask for a card today to how to deal with what's going on in the world, and I will talk you through that in a second. But a birthday card. Let's have a birthday card to angels and dragons and Mers and Merlin. And oh, came out when I said Mers. And no surprising, because Laura, you have a water card. Interestingly, a page of water. Now, sometimes this can mean a new person coming into your life. If someone were asking, they wanted to be pregnant or have a baby, I would say yes, because it's a new person. But it's about a relationship beginning a new phase, or psychic abilities or insights being heightened. So you may find with your birthday and people relating to you, and you become, you know, the center of focus, that a relationship will change or perhaps be renewed, or somebody would do something especially nice for you. So I wish you well for that day, Laura. Great card to have. Good morning to Catherine Hickey. Happy New Year to you too. Glad to be listening on this chilly day. Indeed, yes, it looks a little colder where you are than it is with me. Lots of snow. In Cornwall here, we have had snow at the north of the county where it's higher, but mostly we've got webbed feet. We have lots of water, and I have been trying to send it to California energetically. Good morning to Denise. If you're offering messages, you'd like one for the new year, of course. Let me have a look. So a message for Denise for the new year. Happy New Year to Denise. Ooh, cards come flying out. That was the same card as before, so I didn't clear the deck. Let's do that again. So let's have a card for Denise. Sometimes it is meant to be the same card. If it comes out again, I'll know it was meant for you. But I just had a feeling I didn't clear the deck. And if you don't clear the deck when you're reading for people, you get either confusing or odd messages. Ah, that's better. You have a major arcana card. I love this one. Comes with Archangel Uriel, which is your solar plexus, your power. And it is the sun, card number 19. It's talking about happy outcome or brilliant new ideas may come to you. That lead you to sources or success. Basically, have confidence. If you have new ideas, have confidence in them in this new year. Let them fly, vision board them, and then let them go. You know what happens. You know what we're like as human beings. We want to hold the reins and interfere and micromanage. So just have beautiful ideas and vision board them, and then get out of the way and let the universe line things up for you. Good morning to my Libra sister, Maureen Whitevana. Happy New Year to you too. Love the message, as our Christmas was imploded by drama from your eldest son's fiance. Gosh, 2 years in a row. Just getting over, oh dear, my love, shingles, that's no fun whatsoever. Would love a message for January as, oh dear, yes, you're itching. Oh, I'm itching in sympathy now, Maureen. Oh, that's no fun whatsoever. And shingles is very much about stress. You know, stress kicks shingles off big time. So, my darling, let's have a nice soothing angel card for you. So let's see what we get. Cleared the deck. What can we have for Laura? Laura, sorry, that's what happens when I go into my psychic. I just let go and get all sorts of stuff. Okay, perfect card for a Libra, Maureen. I have to say, we have a Queen of Air. This woman is independent. She's experienced. She's realistic. She's witty, but above all, she has laser focus. This woman in my card is looking into a crystal ball with such intensity, and there's a unicorn in there. She is so objective. She knows what she wants. She's clearing away, especially at this new year, everything that isn't what she wants. The cupboards are getting a complete makeover in your life. So, and also bring a sense of humor to it as well. If things, you know, Libras, sometimes we want everything to be so perfect and all the pictures straight, and life isn't like that. So if you have a kind of dip of the scales, Maureen, have a good laugh and then carry on. And I hope that will help you. I'm going to now do a refresh of my page because I can see lots and lots more comments coming in. Just to let you know, because I'm looking at the clock, I'm going to take you back through briefly my starscopes for January. I know I did that at the end of last year, but we were quite a way off January, so I thought maybe refreshing your memory might go well. So let me just sort out the Facebook dance and my computer, which is you're doing very well, little computer. Just keep going, keep going. Okay, I've gone past the snow of Catherine. Laura, you're very welcome for the birthday song. I hope I sang it all right. I'm not a great singer, that's why I play the flute. Good morning to Tara Elizabeth. Happy New Year to you. It certainly is a new year for you. May you have a card? Of course you may, my darling. So clear the deck this time. And Tara Elizabeth, what card do we have in mind for you? This is my angel tarot, by the way. Not my wisdom deck. It's actually, I've gone back to the other deck. It's funny how you change decks. They just, things come and go. In your life, you just go with the flow. So what message could we have for Tara, please, in the new year? If tune into the deck and stop talking, it would be better. Let me tune in. So what? Oh, there we go. Tara. Ooh, I want to be on your side. Buy a lottery ticket. You have the victory card, Tara. Expect good news. Expect recognition at work. Just expect things to go well. Buy a lottery ticket. You never know. Things will go well. It's the victory card. So, Suzanne Morrissey, happy to hear you live. Any message for 2025 would be appreciated, of course. Clear the deck. A message for Suzanne. It's so nice to have you all in here to do readings for. And not there's me dropping the deck. I've had a week of this. I've dropped kitchen things on the floor. I've spilt milk. I mean, you name it. It's just been a whatever. Okay, Suzanne, I have a card for you. It's a fire card. Lovely fire card. Nine of fire. Whenever I see this, I know that don't give up. If something's been testing you and you just think, oh, do you know what? I haven't any more energy to deal with that. Don't fight. You know, don't keep in conflict with it. But don't give up either. Hold on to something if it's dear to you, and have courage, believe in yourself, never mind what anybody else thinks. If it's dear to you, don't give up, have courage, hold on in there. Now, I've just seen a load more comments come into the chat room, so before I go and do the starscopes, I'm just going to have one final refresh. Bear with me. No, it's, oh, come on, computer, don't do that. First world problems, please don't do that to me. It doesn't want to scroll. It's having a snail day. Bear with me, we're almost there. We've got to most relevant. Get rid of that. Go to all comments. Oh, really? Okay, let's go further down. Gwyn, good morning to you. Happy New Year. You haven't asked for a reading, but I'm kind of guessing you want one. So while I'm here, a card for Gwyn, please, before I go and do these starscopes. Okay. There come the cards. Again, a fire card. All these fire cards this morning. Well, Archangel Uriel, which is a real fire message. His name is God is Fire. This is the Ace of Fire. So this is exciting new opportunities or ideas or sparks of inspiration coming in. If it's in a career, it would mean advancement or achievement. It can be a bit of a kick up the backside to change your life in a kind of fairly fiery way. So just watch out for whatever comes. So thank you for being in the chat room. I will come back in there and deal with more of it as I go along. I just want to see where I am in the show. Okay, because I have to get through the star scopes. I'm going to put the card for the day on top. I got the Unity card, which is the Hierophant in Standard Tarot. This shows a very, very wise man surrounded by icons for all the wisdom traditions in the world. And I just thought it was the most perfect card to have, bearing in mind what I was saying at the beginning of the show about we can't always do too much about the news that we see apart from pray and hold empathy. But what this card tells me is that all the wisdom traditions, all the differences, all the contention in the world needs to go. And no matter what background we come from, we need to come together. That's what needs to happen in the world this year. And I'm quite hopeful that this year people, because people are being challenged so much, that actually what they will do is exactly that. Okay, very quickly, I want to take you through the starscopes for January. I was going to suggest as well that you obviously listen for your sun sign, most people do, but also listen, if you know it, for your moon and your rising sign, because the moon sign is going to give you an insight on what's going on inside, what's driving you. And your rising sign is maybe what, you know, it's your game face, what presents to the world. And I have to say also, I've just been looking at the front page of 1-2 Listen at all the other scopes. I mean, you've got Kelly Whetstone doing empowerment scopes, Peggy Reese is doing angel scopes, heart scopes is Ginger, and I love Merlin scopes, Kay Dragon. Kay, I particularly loved my Merlin scope. I just looked at it for this morning and thought, oh, that's spot on for today. So thank you for that. So all these scopes, and they're absolutely free on the front page of 1-2 Listen, as indeed is the gratitude board. If you're not using the gratitude board, I can only say why not. We all use it. We empower it as advisors. So please go, and if there's something, you know, I've all these fire cards, inspiration, go and fire them up on the front page of the gratitude board. Okay, let me get through these starscopes before I run out of show and time. I'm going to start with Capricorn because we're in Capricorn territory until the 20th of January. And as this new year begins, your heart and emotions will swell with the desire to move forward or move on. And last year was tough, and this year you hope for something more fulfilling. If you're open to learning and new courses of study, well, follow that trail. Above all, open your heart and mind to those around you. Tune in to those who feel trustworthy and compassionate. And those are the qualities that will sustain you through the year. And if you've got a birthday this month, happy birthday. Aquarius, it's an important year for Aquarians. So you need a clear mind and a clear slate. Find your inner strength. You know who you are. Authenticity is your bedrock. Okay, so that might mean some time spent journaling or using whatever your practice is, your go-to for digging deep into your nature and subconscious. Don't shy away from it. The rewards will far outweigh the work. Pisces, fishes, open your eyes to all possibilities this month, particularly use the power of the moon cycle. 13th is the full moon in Cancer and a new moon on the 29th, I think, in Aquarius. You're a sensitive water sign, so be particularly aware of your intuition on those days. And this is even more important if you find yourself feeling that you're missing out in some way or that life is disappointing you. All signs that you need to change direction, even that if it's just a little tweak. If health is a concern, then call on Archangel Raphael for inspiration. Aries, beginning sign of the zodiac, unusually for Aries, you may feel like retiring into your cave and snuggling down for this first month of the year. However, this doesn't mean that nothing is going on. This is your time to tap into your happy place. Really feel the feels. What vision can you conjure for your year ahead? What does your heart desire? Craft it, write it, dream it, hold it close, and love it into being. Taurus, likes to appear calm and unflappable on the outside, getting along with everyone, forging new partnerships, especially as the new year dawns. Just don't work too hard. Last year was tough, that's for sure, for certain. I just lost my place. Trust that you're abundantly supported, and it's a matter of timing. The one thing that will push that away, or push the arrival away of what you want, is stressing about why it isn't here yet. Let go. Gemini. Things are looking up, Gemini. Perhaps it's the impetus of that full moon in Gemini we had at the end of the year, but just, I don't know, feel it. Find your joy. Expect to celebrate something. How big is up to you. You are the magician. How strong is your faith that you can really attract good fortune? Start small to build confidence and then go for it. Cancerians, totally the right moment to turn over a new emotional leaf. Whatever or whomever pushed your buttons in 24, you are in fresh territory as 25 begins. Do whatever it takes. Journal, vision board, chant, walk, talk to your angels and guides, just do anything that will help you reconnect to the magic and wonder of life. Fall in love with yourself. Have fun. And if you get invited to a celebration party, wedding, christening, bar mitzvah, a doggy walk in the park with other pooch parents, whatever, just go. Leo, you have a guiding star this month, your heart. Honor your authenticity and integrity. You know what is right and what is right for you. As the year begins, buckle down and get those things done that you procrastinated your way out of in 24. Trust me, you're going to want to clean up the clutter. You need to find balance and call on your powers of organization and logic. This month is the time to find structure and discipline to build a solid foundation for your year to come. Virgo, so much potential, so many opportunities. That is the mantra for your new year, however. Potential and opportunities, just like seeds, need time to germinate. Have patience, study, prepare, consolidate your knowledge. Be prepared to look at things from angles you haven't explored before. After all, nothing new comes from the status quo. Libra, if you are open to new relationships or new friendships, then the wheel is turning and fortune is on your side. The one thing that is certain is that things will happen fast. Take time to carefully review what is on offer. Listen to your intuition and consider carefully what you want before acting. Scorpio, there's a strong connection to ancestry this month. If you have been expecting a legacy of some kind, it is on the way. Or you may find yourself feeling the influence of loved ones beyond the veil. The focus is on a contented home life and the completion of projects, and also partnering with others to move projects forward. And finally, Sagittarius, it is time. You have come into your own. Partnerships, contracts, projects. Remember that you are a light worker and the world needs you to shine your light and loving influence. You may find yourself called to help someone get organized and be careful with your energy. Keep the balance between action and rest. So there you go. That is the starscope for January. You'll find it on the front page of One to Listen, as I said, with all the other fabulous scopes from my colleagues. Absolutely free. You'll also find a much longer explanation of how I got those scopes on my website, angelhandsheal.com. So I'm just going to take a look to see where I am. Gosh, I'm out of practice doing this self up on the radio. I am getting there. I keep looking, thinking, which button should that be? Okay, I'm going to refresh the Facebook chat and just make sure that I have spoken to everybody and you're all feeling loved and wanted and there are no more birthday messages to sing. Let me have a look. So there we go. I finally found the banner. And my computer has decided just to throw the banner all over the page, as you do. It's obviously having a moment. I've gone to all comments. Let's tip it up the right way and make sure that I have spoken to everyone. Going on there. Gwyn, Maureen. Oh, you like your Libra star scope. Good. I'm glad you like that, Maureen. Okay, I think I have spoken to everybody. Let me see where I am in this show. Gosh, not bad timing because... Okay, that was the same message from Maureen. I thought, oh, there's another message as well. But there we go. Almost out of time. So what else have I got to tell you? I'm just thinking. Lots of meditation. I just think it's so important. The messages I'm getting in meditation. I'm sitting every morning and every evening trying to use meditations. I use Insight Timer. I don't know whether you use that. I like some of the meditations on there. I love various voices. I'm very... voice orientated. I have to like a voice. I love David G's voice. There are various other voices I like on there. I've got an Om timer with a very, very deep Om being chanted by monks that I put on in the background as my timing to stop my monkey brain hopping about while I'm trying to meditate. But I just keep getting that we must feel more and more connected. What that card said, the Hierophant card, the Unity card. We really need to know that no matter what is going on and no matter how much division is created in the media, and media just seems at the moment to be born to create division and make us think that either everybody thinks like we do and then we are affronted when we actually meet a real human being who's not online, who actually holds a different opinion to ours, because we are unfamiliar with having to deal with that. So an awful lot more open-mindedness. Some of what goes on in the world at the moment just leaves me with my mouth open. But I have to stop and sit back and think, okay, what is going on behind this? What is this about? Even if it's something that challenges me, what could this be for? Why am I looking at it? What purpose could this possibly have in the world? And believe me, sometimes it's pretty hard to see the purpose, but I think we can all try to do that. Okay, let me have a look to see where I am. I've got 2 minutes left. Catherine is very quickly asking me for a message for your highest good for next year. Let's just very quickly do that for you, Catherine. To make sure I don't anybody left out. So let's do a card. There we go, Catherine. The card comes out. Ooh, nice star. Major Arcana. The Star with Archangel Jophiel. Jophiel helps us to beautify our life. Again, she's pouring water from two jugs. Water is emotion. It's flowing and it's constantly flowing along with a river at the side of her. There is plenty. There is not a lack here. It talks about the potential for happy times, but with the star, unlike the sun, which is the outcome, the star is the potential for happy times. So make sure you know where you put your focus. Make positive, optimistic long-term plans. It can mean you're on the right path. If you have been asking, am I on the right path? Am I doing the right thing? If you've got the star, the answer is yep. You most certainly are. So there you go. I'm almost at the end of the show. I do want to pull one final card, and that is for you wherever you are, because I do appreciate that you may not be able to join me in the Facebook chat room and would like a card. So I'm just tuning in to you wherever you are, even if you're listening to the on demand. And I have another Major Arcana card. I have the Moon with Archangel Haniel. Archangel of Love, talking about the importance of using our intuition, our insights, and knowing that there are events going on behind the scenes, that what is presented to us in the world is not always what's going on underneath, which is interesting because that's what I've just been saying. It's also about releasing fears that hold you back. So if you have been pondering and thinking, oh, I'm not sure I can do that, or what will people think, or all that kind of thing, this card tells you not to do that. Okay, that is almost it. I will be over on One to Listen if you need me. I have TBSs, which is a very convenient way of you being in control of how much you spend. I also have an MP3 reading, which means if you can't find me online immediately, you can always find me 24/7. by using my email-based service and MP3 reading. It's kind of like I'm talking to you now and I send it to you. You send me the question, I send you the answer. Okay, so have a great week. I will see you next week.